You're listening to BMRN. Voice Marketing Radio Network. Global food for thought.
It's eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, where the hosts wait for your calls as if it were the only thing going for them. And it is. Change their lives. Call now. Here's Griffin Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by GoDaddy Online Bookkeeping. Put your eBay small business finances on autopilot. Call us now with your eBay questions at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-723-4630.
Let's get right to the phones. Griff Penny in Fulton, New York, known on eBay as P-S-U-N-S-E-R. She's a first-time caller. We love first-time callers here.
Yes, we do.
Penny, what's your question or comment?
Hi, hello. I like to think I have a pretty good handle on the eBay reports and the defects and how that works, but I just realized in the last couple of days that I'm confused. When I check the dashboard defect report, the first one that comes up, I see one number, and I'm looking at each one for the same 12-month time period. I also track the tracking data, trending data,
mm-hmm.
and the downloadable defects that shows your last 20 defects.
Mm-hmm.
The numbers do not match for the same time period.
Right, and I believe that has something to do with your with the evaluation period. So because the evaluation period is on the 20th, it's the same reason why some other numbers don't match. Like, for example, you may have 100% tracking upload, but it will show something.
I understand that yeah. It has to take a time. But no, these trending data shows it by month. You're saying that in the trending data, the July month is not complete yet?
Penny, I haven't a clue. Can you email this to me? It's like I said, it's too confusing. I have no idea. Why am I pretending I know about this? I don't. Send it to me in an email with Griff to griff@ebay.com, and I'll try to find an answer from the trust
team.
I don't know why that's the way it is.
It curious, too, that the one with the highest number is the one on the defect record that counts.
Yeah, I don't know the answer.
It could be Murphy's Law. I don't know.
It could
be
the way
I'll email it to you. Thank you.
The moon may be in the seventh house. What do I know?
Yes.
I just.
Thank you.
I feel like an idiot.
Bye, Penny.
Bye, Penny.
Thank you. First time caller.
I just don't.
It's okay. You were nice. You said email me. That's okay. Okay, Griff, gird your loin. I'm going to read you an email.
My pork loin.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right. Gets girded. Email. Yeah, go ahead.
Gird your loin.
Yeah, done. All right, I'm better.
Okay.
All right, what is it?
Okay.
Tell me.
Danny in Las Vegas, Nevada, the Danny app.
Right.
Okay. Send us a contact us form. Hi, Griffin Lee. Griff, last year when sellers were upset about the new case open policy for all incoming contacts from buyers, you said these were not actually a case unless escalated and that they would not count against us.
Mm-hmm.
I was out calming the masses with this information coming directly from you.
Mm.
Now, of course, all these open cases, which according to you were not actually cases, are now considered defects.
I know.
Why did this change? How do you feel about this? Is anything being done to correct this? I can show where several of these cases resulted in a happy buyer who came back and shopped again. The ultimate goal, right?
So, can you read the questions again one at a time?
Okay.
First question is...
Okay. Well...
The question. The heart of the matter.
The actual question. Why did this change?
I don't know. Next question.
How do you feel about this?
Confused. Next question.
Is anything being done to correct this?
I don't believe so.
Okay. Thank you, Danny, for your contact us email. We're not doing too well today.
Oh, I'm doing fine.
Okay. Well, you told the truth.
That's all I can do.
Yeah. So I would say, Danny, he's frustrated because we women talk about feelings.
You might very well say that, but I couldn't possibly comment.
Yeah, he's frustrated, Danny. Jan in Fort Pierce, Florida. Known as Yarn_Barn. Jan, hello. What's your question or comment?
Hi there. I just recently found out that eBay is charging a fee for postage on your sale.
That's right.
Why is that?
Because we make money doing it.
I'm sure that's why you do that. What if I don't even use eBay postage? What if I use stamps.com? I'm still paying a fee. Why is that?
Because we make money on it. On the fee, yeah. Well, it was originally, and it worked. I mean, it was a de-incentive for people charging too much in postage by moving some of the item value into postage to get away with as a way of not paying a full final value fee. And it fixed that problem.
Okay.
And in the meantime, yeah, I mean, it's not incrementally, it's not that much money, but yeah, we make money on it. And plus, it's become a marketplace standard. If you go to other marketplaces where they charge you a commission for selling, you'll find that they charge the commission on the entire payment amount paid by the buyer. So yeah.
Because I would do free. Now, if there's free shipping, there's no fee. Is that correct?
Well, technically, yeah, there isn't. I mean, you're still, when you do free shipping, you're putting the shipping cost into the price. Yeah.
Yeah.
What's important to consider is, this is a small way of getting some of that back, is that if you're a top rated seller and your item is free shipping, so the percentage you get back on the amount, that 20% discount, is only on the item price, not on shipping.
Okay.
So if your shipping is included in the price, then you're getting 20% of it back. I mean,
right.
Small.
I sell, 99-cent items, so I have to charge shipping, and I can't put the shipping on top of my item because then
sure.
It's just, it is not appealing.
Yeah. Okay.
So.
Yeah, so there's always a debate. People say, that's not fair, eBay. Well, life's not fair. So what can I tell you? But there's a silver lining on this. It's predictable. So that's going to be the cost.
You know it's there.
Yeah, it's there. I wish I had a better answer for you, but that's the answer, really. And I'm being blunt. Yeah, it's a source of income. eBay is a business. We love making money.
And you do it well.
Well, sometimes. Sometimes I wonder. Sometimes I scratch my head and I'm thinking, I don't know. But
just think how much you would have to be paying rent in a brick-and-mortar store.
Well, I read that, too.
It's true, though.
Yeah, it is true.
But I wouldn't be in a brick-and-mortar store because then I would have to be there.
The worst.
Yeah, and we'd have to
sitting.
Put our mascara on.
Yes, and I've run out. I can always buy more on eBay.
God, I love working from home. Jan, thank you for your call.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. Our telephone number is 888-RADIO-30. John in Concord, North Carolina, or Concord or Concord, North Carolina, known as ABC Vintage, depending on what part of the country you come from. John, what's your question or comment?
Hi, how are you today?
Good.
Good, how are you?
Good. Earlier this summer when I sold something, I would not get a message from eBay saying I sold it. I would just get the PayPal message.
Mm-hmm.
I started getting the messages back, but now the sold items don't show up on my screen where it says sold items. Just in the selling reminder, it tells me I've sold something and I need to ship it.
Yeah.
And I don't know what I've done wrong, what setting I've changed.
John, when you mean it's not showing up, you mean it's not showing up in your email?
I get the email, but then you know how you click on the page under sell that says sold?
Oh, yes.
It's not there, but under the selling reminder tab, it says you've sold something, you need to ship it.
So do this for me, if you will. Are you in front of your computer?
I am, and I just want to let you know that on my iPod Touch, the sold items do show up.
So I just you're saying in it takes you to my eBay, correct? To the sold items?
Okay, if I go to my eBay.
Yeah.
I'm just following along with you.
Okay, so I'm going to...
Go ahead. I
got to log in. Sorry, I was on a different page. So I'm at my eBay now, and if I go to the sold view, is that where it's not showing up?
Correct.
Look up above on the top of the sold view. There's a bunch of search drop-down boxes. What does it say for either store category, status, or period?
Okay, I'm not sure. I'm at the same place you are.
Are you in...
I don't have a store, if that makes a difference.
No, you don't. Well, so it might not show up as that. But you're on your sold page. Let me change the view to this. Hold on. View my eBay selling. Okay, so I see the same thing you're seeing. So if you're looking at the... this looks different. So when you're on your my eBay page on the left-hand side... Does it say sell as a category, or does it say selling manager pro? sell, and then underneath should say all selling.
Okay. It says all selling, and then it's a bunch of other things, like
right.
sell an item, save
okay,
address.
So on this, it shows you your selling reminders, and then scheduled, and then active selling. And on the active selling, if you go down now and you click on the sold link,
right.
what do you see?
I see four things that I sold, and the last was 25 days ago.
All right.
But
so
I've
then,
sold things since then.
So up on top of the sold box, the sold view, above the buttons for delete and print shipping labels, do you see a drop-down box where it says period?
I don't see it, but there's, hold on. Yeah, no, I see awaiting answer, awaiting total.
So just under that, is there a box that says period?
Oh, okay, yes.
And what does it say in the box?
Right.
What does it say?
Current month, that would help.
Yes, current month. And don't feel bad, a lot of people miss that, including myself, and then I panic.
Okay.
So that'll do it. Oh, Lee, we fixed the problem.
Oh, hooray, my God.
We fixed the problem.
Alert
so
the media.
John, I could kiss you all over. Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye.
Okay.
Make Griff feel happy. Give us a call.
Make John feel happy. We solved his issue. This segment was brought to you by GoDaddy Online Bookkeeping. Put your eBay small business finances on autopilot. We're here to hear from you. 888-RADIO-30. 888-723-4630. On eBay Radio's Ask Griff and Lee Show.
eBay seller, perhaps you've tried dropshipping or wanted to explore liquidations and returns, but a whole palletful of goods is not something you want to take a risk on right now. The BidOnFusion.com team has come up with a special solution for eBay sellers who are looking for new and profitable product sources. Here's what they came up with. Boxes full of high-quality name-brand items direct from leading retailers, including Walmart, Target, Home Depot, Costco, Rockin' Republic, Vibe Audio, and more. The estimated retail value per box is $300 to $500. BidOnFusion.com has arranged wonderfully low, guaranteed flat rate shipping from their warehouse to your house, anywhere in the continental USA for just $10 shipping and handling per box. Do it now. Visit BidOnFusion.com, register, it's free, and you might even have some fun. BidOnFusion.com.
If you made a list of all you could do to succeed as an online seller, building your brand should be at the top. Mylo Design is who eBay sellers look to create a professional and effective brand. Sally Mylo will work with you to brand your business. She'll work one-on-one with you to create your logo, store pages, listing templates, and profile to help you stand out from the crowd. Sally can help your design and brand reflect your business across various media with graphics for social media, your website, printed materials, and more. Her work's not done until you say it's done. As a longtime eBay seller and certified eBay stores designer, Sally stays current on eBay features and policies. Your brand is your shopper's impression of you, so make it outstanding. Contact Sally at MyloDesign.com. That's MyloDesign.com for all your branding and design needs.
You've probably met Mark and Robin Levine of Bubble Fast at various events in the online selling community. They're top-rated sellers themselves, and they get it. Mark and Robin are tuned into exactly what you need to ship your products on time and intact. In fact, their constantly growing product line specifically meets the changing needs of eBay sellers. From bubble mailers and packing peanuts to tape and dispensers and more, you'll find everything you need for a smooth-running shipping department, all with a no-hassle refund return policy and free shipping. Bubble Fast has been providing high-quality, affordable shipping supplies to the online community since 1999. Let Mark and Robin's experience help your small business and use the discount code COMMUNITY at checkout for 5% off your entire order at BubbleFast.com.
Keep the lock right here, y'all.
eBay Radio's Ask Griff and Lee, your secret Thursday rendezvous. Remember, what happens on eBay Radio stays on eBay Radio. Now, here's Griff and Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by BidOnFusion, your marketplace for wholesale inventory. Go on with your bad self at 888-RADIO-30. Again, that's 888-723-462. I realize now that that kind of reference is so, I mean, it's very 70s. People might know what it means.
Oh, I think most people would know.
Rock on with your bad self.
Yeah.
Rock on with your bad self, baby, baby. Baby, rock the boat. You know, when I was living in Boston, you can find this record on eBay. Rock the Boat by the, what was the name of the band? I'm forgetting. One Hit Wonder. Although I think they had a second hit, it just didn't chart. That was 1974, I believe. 74. And people upstairs from me in my apartment in Boston. Hughes Corporation. They put that song on their 45 on their little record player. And, they played it over and over for the next 3 weeks, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
It says here it was written by Waldo Holmes, who also wrote the Blackula songs.
Well, there you go. Congratulations,
Waldo. So we know we're doing good when we've gotten that far.
Yeah, and you can, and I'm sure you can find copies of it on eBay. That was another time. Ebetsy, of course, who writes our scripts, the intros and outros, is a child of the 70s, the disco child of the 70s.
So not only that, her husband, John, yes, was a disco DJ.
A DJ, of course, so he knew all the tunes. I wasn't a DJ, but I didn't look
that great.
Well,
you're a musician.
I was a musician, but, you know, on my nights off, I'd put on my platform shoes and my flare pants and my pointy collar shirt, and I'd John Travolta, John Travolta, John Travolta, all over the dance floor. If you can imagine.
And I was so into jazz during that era.
Oh, you're so hip, darling.
I was not into, you know, to me, disco was poopy.
Yeah, except that it was hard to get dates in jazz clubs. It was very easy to get a date
in a disco club.
Well,
if you're a jazz disc jockey,
I was, quote unquote, into jazz. I was a piano player. I always loved jazz. I grew up on it.
Well, you talk about Bill Evans, sure.
Oh, Bill Evans is my hero.
Mm-hmm.
Well, not my hero. He's somebody I've always admired him. Died too young. Unbelievable musician. I still wonder over the things he did. So,
Bill Evans on eBay.
Oh, lots of
Bill Evans. Let's see what we've got on eBay for Bill Evans. Bill Evans. Okay, 3,439 results.
Yeah.
Bill Evans, Jim Hall, Undercurrent Memoir, Jazz, LP, 87, reissue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I bought a lot of transcripts of his playing, specifically trio and solo playing. And I just look at it in awe, and I'm thinking, what kind of brain created this stuff on the fly? The most amazing improvisation.
All I can think of about Bill Evans and Keith Jarrett is
they were my
potty records when I was a jazz disc jockey.
Oh, I love.
Because it's long. The cuts were long.
And, you know, and Keith, we're getting totally off subject, so we should pull this back.
Let me put on Keith Jarrett. Go ahead. I'm looking it up on eBay.
So Keith Jarrett, you know, in the 70s, it was one of those crossovers because one of his albums was called the Cone Concert. Which is a live album of mostly just him playing at this concert in Germany, became a huge bestseller. It was crossover. Everyone I knew had a copy of it.
Kohl, K-O-L-N concert.
Yeah, with a O umlaut. So the Kohl concert.
Well, there are 2,065 results for Keith Jarrett.
And then I got a little angry with Keith.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Because he got too popish.
No, not because of, because he sued Steely Dan for a song they wrote called Gaucho, and said it was too much like a song he wrote, and they won. And I thought, no, that's not fair. It's a totally different song, but that neither here nor there. You're listening to eBay Radio, in case you wondered, and you can find all of the stuff we're talking about on eBay listed there. Just so I can bring this back to topic.
Okay, so Jeff wrote, just for the North Carolinian perspective, which is where I'm from, and that's why I brought it up.
Yeah.
The caller is from Concord, North Carolina, which is pronounced locally as Concord.
Concord.
In North Carolina,
oh,
it's Concord. But Concord in Massachusetts, it's pronounced Concord.
Yeah, and in New Hampshire, Concord, New Hampshire.
Right.
You going up to Concord, to the antique show in Concord, New Hampshire? Yeah, I got some great stuff.
Jeff says, the way I always thought of it was the one in Massachusetts was a battle town where one side conquered another. In North Carolina, we like to get along, so we reached a concord, using the word as a synonym for agreement. Oh, yeah. Jeff.
Yeah.
Nice answer there. Way to go.
That's a very good way of thinking.
Our telephone number is 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-723-4630. And we would love to hear from you. Hey, you know, it's easy to get to the eBay Radio chat board.
Is it?
All you have to do is go to where all good things start, ebayradio.com.
Mm-hmm.
Click the big orange Listen Live button.
Mm-hmm.
Then click Group Chat on the eBay Radio player. That will take you through community, sign in direct to the eBay Radio group page. Then you scroll down below the Listen Live and Archives on Demand buttons, and the chat board is the top discussion post. It has the words today, exclamation point.
Today.
Chat board, and today's date right in the title. And right below the chat board, the second discussion post, is the eBay Radio group newsletter, and has the word newsletter and today's date in the title. You read it for simple instructions on how to subscribe to the newsletter and receive it via email twice a week.
Da-da.
And we wish you would do that.
We do. We love it when you do that.
Yes, we do.
So, you know, let's just a quick update, by the way. So next week I'll be on the road, but we're still going to do the radio show.
Yeah, because we got a gizmo.
We have this gadget that you wouldn't believe. And it's the show sounds fabulous on it, babe. So, we'll be doing the show, but I'll be in Atlanta. And then
you'll be in a hotel room in your underwear.
I'm not going to be in my underwear. I would never do the show in my underwear.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
That's disrespectful.
Room service sitting to the right of you.
I'm serious, actually. I have never done the show. Even when we used to do it at home, I was always dressed.
Something weird about me. Remember when I used to do the show from home?
Yeah.
We did that for a few years.
Yes, I remember.
Years and years ago.
I do remember, yeah.
I would get dressed up a little bit. I even had my lipstick on.
You know,
so
and
I get what you mean.
I understand. I have to be. I know it sounds like we're just joking sometimes and fooling around. I actually view this as a professional part of my life, and I would never, even in my home, go downstairs in my underwear or in my bathroom and do the show. I wouldn't do that.
Now, as I'm getting more and more into this listing every day deal, this routine, I do it no matter what I got on. I don't care. I sit there, watch TV, I list. Especially since have the drafts. By the way, I started trying to learn TurboLister last night.
How's it going?
Well, so far I like the editor. It's much better than the editor and selling manager.
Well, you can actually move pretty quickly. Because you see you don't have to scroll up and down a page.
Right.
See, that's what I've always liked about it, everything's right there on one page.
So do you use TurboLister?
Not as much as I used to. I've discovered that I've got a weird way I'm trying things using the bulk editor, and it's working out pretty good. So, because I don't want to say this over the air, I got opted into, and I can't do, don't call me and email me and say I want to be opted into this too, kind of a beta version of the enhanced selling manager thing where I can create listings in bulk, and I'm liking it, and I want to make sure that this gets released to everyone someday, so I'm kind of testing it, and I'm enjoying that. It's working.
Well, good. We'll be anxious. Rich in Chicago, Illinois. We know Rich, known as Appealing Signs. Hey, Rich, what's your question or comment?
Hey guys, how you doing? And I feel your pain, Lee, with your mom. We had my mother-in-law just fall the other evening, and so we know where that's all about. So I wish you the best with all that.
Thank you. Did she hurt anything?
Her elbow and hit her head, and you know she did not pass out completely. But she's in a facility that has one of these button things and areas that she can press, so the security comes up.
Well, she's not in a facility. She's still living on her own, which is a big problem. This is the second time to the hospital in 2 months. So I'm getting her one of those lifeline things, I guess.
Where they hit the button, yeah.
Yeah, where they can hit the button. So
that's funny. That's funny you mentioned that. I have a free one that goes. It's called Guardian Alert 911 that I bought on eBay, and unfortunately my mother passed away and doesn't need it anymore. But you don't have any charges with that, but it just presses it, and it goes right to 911.
Oh.
And it is free. There's no monthly cost on it.
What's it called?
Guardian Alert 911. And
it's listed, listed on eBay.
I saw it on eBay, but if you want, you can. I'd be glad to let you have this one.
Well, okay.
Take it.
I'll get in touch with you. Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I don't want to ask anybody to do anything off of eBay.
You have to make sure that you have 911 available there. So
right.
That's what it goes directly to that. So it won't go to you. It'll go directly to the fire department or police.
Which is something.
Yeah.
Yes, and it works. It absolutely works. It needs batteries, but it worked fine for my mom.
You have no idea how stubborn my mother is, Rich, and then we'll get on to eBay business. When her roommate said, Ethel, let me help you up from the floor, she says, no, I like it down here. I swear.
She's a practical
woman. And then
woman.
The roommate said, then a couple hours later, she crawled to her bedroom, and the roommate tried to get her up on the bed. No, I like it down here. And that's when the roommate called the ambulance.
Oh,
so.
Oh my gosh.
But she's doing okay. She hit her head, but she's doing okay. So, Rich, what's on your mind today? Thank you so much for those kind words, by the way.
Yes. Just, Griff, quickly, I'm not sure, if you do not have a size and a weight, will the items not show up in the GSP at all, or how does that work? Because I'm getting some sales on items, and I know that I have specific weights on things.
So, Rich, stay on the line, and I'll answer when I get back. This segment was brought to you by BidOnFusion, your marketplace for wholesale inventory. Open phones, that's what we're all about on Thursdays, 888-723-4630. Call us now and stay tuned for more calls here on eBay Radio. Ask Griffin Lee.
You're listening to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. And be sure to tune in Tuesdays as well for eBay Radio from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Pacific Time. Only on BMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network.
A brief history of shipping items, brought to you by Indicia, the leading e-commerce shipping software. The Transcontinental Railroad. Not a bad idea. Problem was, if you weren't at the train station, they would leave your package at the nearest saloon. And a fight would typically break out, and men with big mustaches would fall on the packages containing grandma's precious dishes. Luckily, people today have Indicia, so you can get packages to your eBay customers easily and quickly. For a free 30-day trial, visit Indicia.com/eBay Radio. That's Indicia.com/eBay Radio.
To stay up to speed on everything that's happening on eBay Radio, you really need to be on Lee's List. Once you join, you'll receive Lee's exclusive newsletter twice a week, one for each live broadcast, with show news and a show calendar, plus her savvy advice for the entrepreneur, which you can't get anywhere else. To be added to Lee's List, simply send email to lee@voicemarketing.com with the subject header, Add Me to Lee's List.
34 hopes, 35 hopes, 36 hopes.
What's that?
It's my husband. He's at the bank jumping through hoops. We need some funds quickly to grow our business. He'll be gone all day, pretty much.
Why don't you just go to Cabbage.com? Cut out all this jumping through hoops business.
How would that be different?
Cabbage makes it easy. Their swift process looks at real-life data, like your selling history online, not just your credit score. You get a decision in minutes, and your funds are available to use instantly. Yes, you heard right. Just minutes until Cabbage funds are in your account to use. Up to $100,000.
Wow. Where do I go and what do I do?
First, go pick up your husband from the bank. Then visit Cabbage.com and simply link your eBay store or any online service you use. No paperwork, faxing, or waiting in line required. In less than 7 minutes, you could be using your funds. That's Cabbage with a K.com. Fast, flexible funding at your fingertips.
You gotta be kidding me.
Those comments were overheard while watching people getting their yearly tax bill. At GoDaddyBookkeeping.com, we offer the No Surprises system. Each and every year, you'll get up-to-date estimated tax numbers with daily sales tax tracking, along with invoicing, time tracking, and estimates. GoDaddy's online bookkeeping offers the perfect package for eBay sellers with a tried and true eBay track record. Since you used to know us as Outright.com. It's a great set of smart online bookkeeping tools at a truly remarkable price, just $9.99 a month. Best of all, you can sleep easy about your tax needs because GoDaddy Online Bookkeeping makes it as simple as turning on your computer.
Holy moly guacamole.
To find out more about the No Surprises at Tax Season system, go to Outright.com and get started today.